Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Pivotal Systems conference call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. John Hoffman, CEO. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you again for taking the time to join the call. It's a pleasure to speak with everyone following the release of our March quarterly. As we mentioned during the previous announcements, we're committed to providing commentary with each of our 4C releases. The first quarter of 2019 was in line with our expectations of lower order and reduced revenue. This was consistent with our commentary within our full-year results of revenue in the first half being in the range of $8 to $9 million, with a skew towards Q2. Diving into focus on the industry specifically, we saw the major Korean memory device manufacturers, or IDMs, delaying delivery of new equipment in line with our expectations. During the quarter, Pivotal Systems team met with key executives and engineers from Korean manufacturers, leading equipment companies from the U.S., Japan, Korea, and China, as well as various semiconductor industry executives. As a result of these interactions, we understood that capital equipment spending, or CapEx, for the first half of 2019 would reduce significantly and highlighted this within our results announcements in February. We continue to expect customer CapEx spending for the calendar year 2019 to be in the low $40 billion, or approximately down 17% year over year. Though since our last call, we now see a marginal downtick in memory spending. This has been offset by slightly better expectations in foundry and in logic. In DRAM, we continue to believe that the spending correction will extend through this calendar year as customers continue to rationalize long-term profitability with near-term focus on reducing channel inventories and bringing supply and demand dynamics into balance for the business. In NAND, recent data indicates that bit shipments were slightly better than normal seasonal trends for the February month, and we continue to believe that market conditions are setting up well for future recovery as demand and supply balance improves throughout the year. On the foundry and logic side, 2019 CapEx spending is slightly higher than our prior baseline as customers appear to be ramping leading-edge nodes faster than we had previously forecast, which we believe is partly due to increased semiconductor content in related 5G smartphones. While the predicting the exact timing of cyclical change is difficult, our confidence in the long-term demand drivers for Pivotal's business is unchanged. Semiconductor demand drivers such as Industry 4.0, artificial intelligence, 5G, and the Internet of Things are creating compelling served available market expansion opportunities for the IDMs as well as the OEMs. All require innovations in the transmission, processing, and storage of data using a minimum number of compute cycles at lower power and lower overall system costs. This is leading the changes in compute system architecture and driving growth in new on-chip and off-chip memory design. Key trends include the use of high-bandwidth memory interfaces for leading accelerator designs, heterogeneous integration for system-on-chip solutions, and the move to MRAM for embedded memories. In each of these changes, Pivotal's leading gas flow precision and speed become increasingly differentiated. In the area of products, the standard low-flow GFC commonly used for etch applications continued qualification with a leading Japanese equipment company. Also at Semicon Korea, we announced the new SmartStick architecture designed to leverage the robust nature of the standard GFC. We believe that the pressure and sensitivity, speed, and intelligence signals provided by the standard GFC can effectively eliminate the need for numerous components on the current gas sticks. This will ultimately allow the equipment companies the ability to save money if they adopt the smart stick architecture. The company also achieved new etch process gas qualifications on the standard GFC at a leading U.S.-based OEM. At the same time, the high-flow GFC was fully qualified at a leading U.S. OEM for the overall deposition market. If you recall, in the past, we've talked about the size of the deposition market being equal to the etch market. This qualification will potentially lead to a doubling of our existing market share with this OEM. The rapid qualification of the high-flow by this global equipment company demonstrates the excellent working relationships we have developed in addressing their leading-edge process requirements. The recently introduced flow ratio controller continues to perform well in beta site production tests at two leading Korean memory companies. Finally, as you recall, we have an ongoing development program with a leading Japanese equipment company for a next generation gas flow controller focused on the advanced deposition requirements associated with 5-nanometer production. This program is on schedule. Overall, we continue to maintain a consistent strategy of delivering upon our commitment of a pipeline of new products. We are being aggressive in maintaining the technology leadership we have achieved in the flow control markets by being the innovation leader for both device manufacturers as well as equipment companies. We believe while industry slowdowns are clearly not enjoyable, they are a time to get closer to key customers to better address their next generation requirements. Pivotal has maintained our focus, and we believe we're using this current slowdown to gain market share. This time, I will pass it over to Umesh to discuss the specifics covered in the 4C.
Thanks, John. Good morning, all. I'm pleased to cover off on our March quarter cash flows. In moving through our recent 4C announcement, I wanted to touch on the key points. Overall receipts from customer for the quarter totaled $3.2 million. Unaudited revenue was $1.8 million, which was in line with our first half 2019 expectations announced as part of our full-year results in February. Revenue for March quarter predominantly reflected the shipment of backlog. Backlog as at 31st March 2019 was US $11.8 million, which reflected slow new orders and the shipments made during the quarter. Inventory reduced slightly to $5.9 million from $6.3 million. While inventory has reduced as a result of shipment, it should be noted that we made inventory investment during the quarter connected with customer-led product development initiative and building inventory for the high-flow GFC. The investment in customer-led product development initiative was key driver of the step-up in cash flow during the quarter. Overall cash flow from operations was negative $3.3 million. At the end of March quarter, the company had a cash balance of $13.5 million and is debt-free. The step-up in cash outflow related to customer-led product development initiative is not expected to continue beyond the end of Q2. During this period, we are focused on striking a balance between balance sheet strength and investing to position the company for future growth. Moving over to operations, we're still working with our contract manufacturer partner successfully passed two OEM audits in the first quarter, thus enabling our new manufacturing center to shift to more customers. As a reminder, Pivotal Korean Manufacturing Center is capable of producing 5,000 GFCs per month. Inherent to our operating model, this center can scale up quickly to 10,000 units per month with 6 months advance notice. We are discussing our strategic ramp plans with the OEMs in regard to the eventual business recovery, and we are committed to their success as we continue to build upon our partnership. I'll now pass it back to John for final comments.
Thank you, Umesh. To summarize, the first quarter unaudited revenue of $1.8 million was in line with our expectations, as mentioned previously in the commentary, within our full-year results of guidance for the first half 2019 revenue being in the range of U.S. $8 to $9 million, with a skew towards the second quarter. As stated in the quarterly, we will keep the market informed of any updates to the first half 2019 guidance as we receive more visibility around material changes of timing of orders and shipments from the major IDM customers. Based on current feedback from customers around the spending plans, together with Pivotal's increasing market share, we continue to expect the second half of 2019 to be significantly stronger than the first half of 2019. While the overall market remains challenging, we continue to execute to our growth strategy, taking market share in the markets we serve, expanding our served available markets, and developing recurring revenue streams in the markets that we compete in. The underpinning of our strategy is maintaining our leadership as the number one innovator in the flow control market. Innovation is the key to better ideas and increased value for our customers and our shareholders. Pivotal has positioned itself as the innovation leader in our markets, as evidenced by the increasing number of development programs with our key partners. We view this development as a critical step towards achieving our strategic objectives. We will be back in Australia the week of May 20th and will hold our annual general meeting at the offices of BDO in Sydney on May 23rd at 2 p.m. We welcome all of our shareholders to attend and to meet key members of the Pivotal team, including our President and CTO, Dr. Joe Monkowski. Perhaps now would be a good time to go ahead and answer questions.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star then 2. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phone. The first question today comes from Darren Vincent from Shaw and Partners. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks, John. Just wanted to ask, what sort of colour have you got around the timing of the delivery of your backlog?
Thanks, Darren. I would suggest that's unchanged. It's, as you know, focused around the two IDMs in Korea as well as the one equipment company. What we have seen there is that as recently as last week in meetings that the second half will cover it, we're obviously keeping an eye on that at all times, and we've begun to see that move in the first quarter as indicated.
Okay, thanks. And then just secondly, with the OEMs, what sort of information flow are they getting from the IDMs, do you think, in terms of where the CapEx cycle is going?
Thanks, Darren. I think if we recently looked at the Lam announcement, which was the most recent of all, they have, I think, we're hearing very similar things, which was good news for us. I think people are keeping a firm eye on DRAM. These advanced nodes for DRAM are going to require equipment purchases. Lam talked about that, especially in MRAM. So we're keeping an eye on that, as they've mentioned in their call. They are also seeing that the NAND flash side of it is moving in a positive way, which is similar to what we have heard as well. So we're watching that and aligning as you'd expect.
Okay, so essentially it's the same message that you're sending us and what you're seeing, and that is there's no real precise understanding of timing of pickup. And the reason I'm focusing in on it is there's suggestions starting to emerge across the industry news that the pickup could start to push out just a touch.
Yeah, I'm not certain of that. The information we have is as of last week. I also think TSMC's recent announcement around logic is also talking about that foundry pickup that we're looking at. And I would remind people that Samsung also has a logic business. It's not well stated, but that is something to consider as well when we talk about logic pickups. So net, I think you're right, Darren, in that we don't have any revelationary new news compared to the equipment companies. I think we're pretty much synchronized.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Darren.
Thank you. The next question comes from Brendan Kelly from Moelis Australia. Please go ahead.
Hi, John. Just wanting to understand your comments a little bit better about the second half being stronger, and in relation to the statements from the OEMs as well, particularly with one of the OEMs last week saying that it expected memory conditions to be relatively consistent throughout the year.
I think the discussions last week were really around this idea of what's happening in DRAM. I think there was a pretty strong message in the Lam commentary around NAND flash and those advanced nodes that are required fundamentally in order for these devices to continue to meet the market needs. So we don't see anything different there in terms of what we had begun or what our plans were for the second half. Obviously, my visibility there will be much better as we get closer to it. But again, we haven't seen any material changes.
And then on the second part of that, just now that you've been qualified by an OEM on the high flow, just wanting to understand how the ramp up in sales will be expected to play out throughout the year.
Great question. I wanted to just spend a second about that qualification because it's very strategic for the company.
Pivotal, when we received our first major qualification from an equipment company on Etch, it took us almost 3 years to achieve that, and that was working very closely with them as well as some of the IDM customers. What's occurred here with this equipment company, which is a different company here in the U.S., is that we were able to do it in about 9 to 12 months. And there's two things around that. Number one is we really have a much better idea how to work on the equipment themselves in terms of the interfaces, the communications, and the software. And number two, though, the partnerships with the equipment companies, I think, are much stronger now that obviously Pivotal is a publicly listed company, as we've talked about. And so the willingness for them to work closely with us is probably better than it's ever been. And that's showing now in reduced cycle times, better products coming out the gate, and I think that's a very exciting development for the company. I would add that the number of projects that we're actually engaged with now with the equipment companies and strategic IDMs is higher than they've ever been in the history of the company. And that's also very important because what tends to happen in these downturns is that people have time to actually do the engineering work for integration on next generation components, which is exactly what we think we're providing the industry. So now I'll go back to your question. What about the timing? We believe that as this equipment company begins to ship in the second half into leading companies around the world, for Pivotal, that's going to be quite material because in the past, on a typical chamber there, we'd ship 6 MFCs or GFCs, and that number more than doubles now with the high flow qualification. So that's the discussion around doubling market share. So we see it as a very nice opportunity for strategic upside in the second half. And obviously, as we continue to get closer, we'll know more and give further granularity. I hope that answered your question, Brendan.
Yeah, it does. Thanks for that. Cool. And then just on the cost side, just interested to understand how recurring this $1.6 million of the product development initiatives is expected to be.
So these are the mix of both that we have to buy the inventory for the new products, as well as this was the R&D spend. And we believe after the Q2, we'll get to the normalized operations over here. So there's a bit of the buildup of the inventory and bit is on the new customer initiatives that the R&D team was working on the product development.
Okay.
So we think, Brendan, we'll get back to normalized levels in Q3.
Q3.
As Omesh indicated. And the pure volume of the engagements have gone up significantly here in the second quarter, which we obviously adapted to and are trying to leverage.
Okay, and so these are all, I presume, pretty early stage product development initiatives. So will there be any revenue contribution from them in the second half?
Well, as we've indicated in the past, we are always looking at the flow ratio controller and what's happening there. The high flow development in the first quarter and now the second quarter will continue. And I think we'll provide more guidance around what we're doing in the second quarter there a little bit later. But I can suggest that there's other platforms that equipment company has that may be something we can look at. So that type of thing continues. And I wouldn't say it's early development. I'd say it's past development. It's now real full. It's full integration is what we're talking about, right? There's communication protocols that have to be addressed. There's a number of things along those lines, but I would call it late stage as opposed to early stage.
Okay. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press *1 on your phone and wait for your name to be announced. We'll pause for a moment for parties to enter the queue. At this time, we're showing no further questions. I'll hand the conference back to Mr. Hoffman for closing remarks.
Once again, thank you, everyone, for joining us for the call. We look forward to seeing everyone in Sydney in a few weeks' time. And once again, our thanks to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference today. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines.